Patient.
We did it.
Stupid joke. Bye.
Hello.
Do you hear the voices too? So, like, I sent something that...
Did your assistant send an internet? And then on Friday, and you didn't get it until Monday because of the tubes?
The fuck are you
doing? What? Did you just stroke? I sent something. What the hell is wrong with you?
How does no one remember?
No, that's the whole internet was a series of tubes.
Yeah, thing. Ted Stevens, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I got the series of tubes thing, but I didn't. The only other part I've heard referenced is the series of tubes thing. I didn't
ever actually heard the whole.
Oh, no, his, I don't. It sounds like it could hurt you physically.
No, it's great because it's just he's just like a sweaty mess the whole way. Like he's like, he's just. He's like super flustered, and like no one. It's not just like you hear the quote or you read the quote, and you're like, "Oh, series of tubes." No, he's like a confused and angry old man.
He's like a senile guy got up on stage and like, yeah, like all we need to talk about is
the internet. The actual delivery is like it's not just a jumpy grab, series of tubes.
Yeah, he's and it's like this whole mad like confused, and then he's, you can tell guy. He's trying to articulate what someone explained to him, but he didn't really understand.
I want to meet the person who explained to him the internet. He's like, what, do you know what the internet is? Like
you see like those pneumatic tubes and banks? Like
no.
Imagine a packet.
That's the funnier part is it's not someone who explained the internet to him. It's someone who explained like basic hydraulics to him because he was getting like a pump put into his house and he got it confused with another presentation he was giving on the internet.
It is worth noting that he went to jail for taking an illegal number of bribes.
Wait, sorry.
There's a legal number of bribes?
Yeah. Gifts. Sorry, gifts.
Oh.
He took too many gifts and didn't disclose them all properly.
Oh.
So he actually went to, I think he
so
actually
remember,
went to
kids,
jail.
You can have an illegal number of bribes.
But politicians, of course they get legal number of bribes. Like, so watch there's out. A whole system for that.
No, I don't participate in the government.
No, it's like there's a whole system about how many gifts they can have and that they have to disclose and how much before it's a problem.
It's like the NCAA, like... making money off of people. Yeah.
Everyone makes money off of everybody. That's what we do.
I don't make money off of Kevin. And
true capitalism is in the politics.
I'm trying
so hard.
Anyway, you put something into something in the.
I put happen? Something in the smart chat work, the Discord channel for this group,
yes.
And it was a picture of the day without a whopper.
What was that?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I wish I would have saved that song I sang for this, because I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, fucking Kevin, next time, shut up until it's recorded.
Yeah, no,
everybody,
shut up.
Word.
So apparently...
I saw the thing Kevin
what did. Happened there was that there was a day that McDonald's was selling Big Macs, and proceeds from every Big Mac sold that day were going to cancer research. So supposedly, I don't know if this is true or if that's an ad or whatever... Burger King stopped selling the Whopper for a day to drive business to their competitor.
So that they could help generate...
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I did say allegedly. I did see that ad, and it looks okay. Like, it doesn't look too Photoshoppy or something.
Is that in the past now, that day? Has it
oh, yeah. It's oh. far in the past.
Okay. Wasn't sure
it was eons ago. But I don't know. So, it made me want to talk about fast food stuff again, but like... Is this
like
the only fast food thing that could end in parlay? Like
that would explain the burger wars.
Ooh, it's a ceasefire.
Yeah, it's like a ceasefire.
Temporary ceasefire.
So is that
you kept bitching about how we don't do them every time.
I want to keep doing
Joe
them too.
Joe wants to
so. Start
Joe
talking about fast food.
Up
so
work.
Let's think.
So the first
yeah.
thing we always have to do is not come up with a name, because if we do that at the beginning, it changes throughout the entire
Amy.
Episode.
She's supposed to be bitching about
how I'm the new
she's
Amy.
In the she's in the. She's in, like, the homeland of the burger horse. She's in Iowa. Because they have lots of cows there.
We have lots of cows here.
Yeah, but we have more cows in Iowa.
Debatable. Researchable. We're not looking it up. Anyway.
Can't watching that guy up. With the push doing the
so,
push-ups. Then.
We got
it. Posted that. It keeps making me uncomfortable.
Lock your phone and put it away.
No, just, like, the loop of that. Just.
Doing.
It's silence. Silence in the cast.
Oh.
Mesmerizing.
Oh.
Because he looks like about four arms.
Four arms.
Five arms.
Four
We're talking
arms.
About
Seven
forearm
arms.
Blades.
Yeah.
And then he stands up and does this. And then I just keep watching it. I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Anyway, so I'll put
Burger
that in
Wars.
The channel.
Don't
share
the gift with anybody.
Do it.
Make them find it.
With the fake descriptions. This so, guy doing this, and then he does that.
You have to manually.
Sounds like
see,
a fun game, actually.
Kevin,
I could see,
got?
Like, like the Burger King and Ronald McDonald being like God Kings in this one.
Oh, like yeah. God Emperors of Mankind.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have their armies.
So the which Burger King is a God Emperor?
Okay, well that he's like sneaking around. Well,
that's, he's also super sneaky, right? Like it's that's so, his whole thing.
But I think this is actually very clear then, because obviously McDonald's would be the forces of chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, clearly.
With absolutely.
With a clown as their head guy? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
very Slaneshy.
Emperor is so much a clown.
Well, then it could also be the Dark Eldar. They've got some weird clowns.
See, I would think that the Dark Eldar... Well, yeah, maybe if this isn't the, like... This is, like, the elves. This is the Eldar. Because this, like, sneaky Seneschal-y people, like, are, like, could be, like, the Eldar. Because they have, like... They have... They're not, like, Tau, but they have... infiltration units and things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there are the Harlequins and the,
yeah, the, thinking of the Harlequins.
Jesters and stuff like that, and the
that's
the Dark Eldar side.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ronald McDonald's more like a Harlequin, a Jester, or an unspeakable, horrible abomination from the Chaos.
Is it just because he's a clown?
Yeah.
But he's like he's not even like a real clown.
There is no such thing as a real clown.
Yeah, there is.
There's people who pretend to be clowns.
No, there's real clowns, dude. This is scary.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing.
And they're beings of chaos. Like
so
I agree with Kendrick.
I don't like clowns either, but
about clowns?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see a clown just being popped out of a womb, but I don't know. Maybe.
They manifest from hell.
Why are you assuming
as
clowns come out like
your
humans?
Fears and
well, they're not hatched from eggs well, or like, come from outer space.
Maybe. I don't know. But
it
if it's
came
like
from outer
you know,
space.
It's like the devil's.
There's another proof from our
son,
point.
Yeah.
What?
That's 7 points
lady.
For us.
Killer clowns from outer space?
Yeah.
That,
that's another one.
Well, yeah, actually, that's completely separate
than
what I just said.
Here. I'm just, it's a discussion.
So,
we're,
9 points.
Not everything.
Clowns
be
are being of chaos.
Kendall won. Winner Joe and Kendrick.
Yay.
Okay, so who won the war? McDonald's?
Well, it was a ceasefire.
Right now,
oh.
It's a temporary ceasefire.
But what happened before that?
Well, let's look at the history. McDonald's is older, right? Been around since the.
Nobody knows.
Since
the dark times.
Arch.
Yes.
Dark.
Since,
yeah.
Since the single arch.
Times. This is the before times, yeah.
Yeah.
Single arch. The Burger King came into power much later.
Well, wasn't Burger King actually like a co-opted thing with Dairy Queen? I thought that was the whole thing with them.
I don't
I get
care if it's true. That's
that.
A great
There's a Dairy King in Florida.
Yeah.
There's Dairy King.
So
maybe not.
Perhaps, okay, wait a minute. What if in actuality they split? They were together and they split the forces with the most epic divorce ever.
Yes.
To form two separate kingdoms.
The separation of ice cream and burger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, they both are shitty versions of the other ones.
Yeah.
Insult to their time. So that's why Dairy Queen burgers are sad and
yeah.
Burger King
I
ice cream
mean,
is sad.
Sad. Yeah.
Burger King burgers are pretty sad too, but
every time.
Nowadays,
shut up, Kyle.
I like some of
every
look,
time you
you're
order.
Talking at a guy who eats Burger King like
my
every
problem
other
with
week.
Burger King is usually that every time I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get a Whopper, and then I'm like, God, it's a huge. I always forget how unnecessarily large they are.
Yeah, and then they're
like the regular
you,
Whoppers.
You should just try the King Burger, like the King Burgers. Like
I got
the
to,
King,
I've got to
get,
I'm gonna do that. But
they do Rodeo King now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I imagine with
oh,
like
fuck,
Burger King
October.
Is like,
are they doing the black? Bun thing again?
I don't know.
I really
that's,
hope
so
they
that's,
don't.
That's what I imagine with that. No, I, that's why I think Burger King is more chaos. Because, like, look at the progression of things they do. They have the Whopper, the Double Whopper, and the Triple Whopper, which is like the Scout Space Marine, the Space Marine, and then like the Terminator Squad.
Ooh, they have the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
True.
Well, that's the other part too. Is then like, but all these things are reflected, right? So one side's good, and one side's bad. Whatever you cut it, right? But I think that Burger King is far more chaotic than. Than McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't break the shell that mold that often, right? They
yeah.
have their one offs like the fucking Lehman Russ's chapter.
Space Wolves.
Space Wolves. They got like the weird ones, but they never really do like the thing like the Halloween Whopper where you're like, people, do not eat this. This will literally hurt you physically. Do not eat the sandwich.
I mean, it's
yeah.
not hurt you.
And then they have things like they're like, why don't we just put mozzarella sticks for some reason? And we're making tacos now. And you're like, no, you've gone
what
too
are you
far.
Doing? You're a burger place.
Okay, so instead, what if they're actually the tech priests doing all of their experimentations and illegal experiments with all the forbidden technologies?
Yeah.
I mean, it fits more either with the chaos or the tech priest way because I do think Burger King is just crazy.
Or they could also be the Tau where they're just just an agglomeration of all the various random things, but the Whopper's still the one in charge.
Yeah, that's true.
We do have chicken sticks, and we do have
chicken fries. Yep,
that's true. But let's be honest,
we have tacos. They're like the Vespin.
Yeah, we just roll them out, and we bring them back here. Nobody fucking cares about that.
Then I'm thinking because they also have their but that's fair. The structure of how they do their like tier of burgers, I guess, is the best way to think about it.
Yeah.
McDonald's doesn't have like you can get this one or you can get the super version of that. They have like the quarter pounder and the double quarter pounder, but that's just a double burger. That's the equivalent of like the Whopper to the double Whopper. But they have at Burger King is like you get something on the dollar menu, and then for some no one asked for, they come out with the like fuck off big version of like the same sandwich. So like
everybody,
we're gonna take all the small things from this and put it on a burger that you can't even you could throw at someone and hurt physically.
Well, but then Wendy's has that too. They've got the single day, the double day, the triple.
But
day,
that's what I'm saying. It's not
great baconators.
That's the normal progression of burgers.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like they're like take some random thing off the menu that like some people like for a dollar and turn it into like a triple Whopper.
What was
like amalgamation?
What was that one comedian had the whole like KFC had the big leg or whatever it was, and it's like is chicken supposed to get that big? Nope.
Pat Nuzzle.
Pat Nuzzle has that whole bit. Are chickens actually supposed to grow that big? No.
No, they're not.
Like, and the guy's like, no, but he's like proud. He's like, no.
It's like they took like a nod from Arby's, who's like the crazier people. Maybe Arby's are the tech priests because they're like, we got King's Hawaiian rolls this month. What can we do with these?
No, and they're only, Arby's is only specifically roast beef and like turkey. So. Like,
wait, are you serious?
Fucking really?
No,
have you
no
been to an Arby's?
Brisket?
Not at all.
They have
brisket gyros that are actually
they have
half
gyros. You should go to an Arby's. They have chicken. They have dank ass chicken. Like their chicken tenders and their chicken is so good.
Arby's 20 years ago was just
But that's what they have the meats now, Joe.
Yeah.
It's not just roast beef.
It seems like it's mostly just roast beef.
No,
their whole thing is
their roast beef is getting smaller and smaller.
No, that's what I mean though. It's like Arby's is like the tech priests because they're the ones that like started off as had a purpose.
No one said we couldn't make a gyro.
Exactly. Nobody kept them in check because they're their own thing. Like nobody's got like I'm gonna start a competing roast beef company and they're like, no, you can have that.
I don't care.
We're good. Nobody's asked for this. You guys managed to carve out a niche. That's fine.
Nice.
But like, yeah. So
Wendy's would be the top.
I think so. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
But what's McDonald's then? Is McDonald's the maybe they're the top because they're very orderly.
I think McDonald's is more of like the Space Marines. Like they have order. They have
maybe they're more Imperial Guard.
Oh,
maybe
yeah. It's the Imperial Guard.
Yeah,
because it's all about how many billions they have.
Yes.
We are
it's only
well,
about
true,
throwing
they brag
the
about
massive
like,
billions,
at,
billions
yeah.
of burgers
yeah.
they throw.
For reference, if people don't know what we're talking about, we're equating these.
Go back to
Warhammer 40K. Yeah,
episode
so,
75 or whatever.
Oh
we're
God,
describe.
We did it like our 15th episode.
Yeah,
we
got to go back.
That was when I was still regularly in the beginning.
Do a search for Warhammer 40K or 40K in the tags, and you'll find the old ones because we outlined them quite thoroughly.
Yeah,
episodes.
I think so. Yeah.
So, if we're talking about like sandwichy burger places. Which ones are the orcs?
Well, you've also got like the weird offside shoot ones, like In-N-Out, and
yeah, and, really, and I guess you got to keep in mind we're taking contextual to what we can normally eat.
Five Guys would be the orcs.
Okay.
Carl's
so?
Junior.
Five Guys. Oh, yeah,
no,
Carl's
Five
Junior.
Guys.
I think Five Guys would be
so
the orcs.
Biggest
five.
Is best.
Okay, fair enough.
Everything's greasy.
Yeah, everything's greasy and gross.
And you can't kill it, but it's not really alive.
It doesn't.
And instead of spores, the peanut shells.
Yeah.
If you leave a peanut shell alone, it grows into a full Five Guys.
Is Smashburger the Necrons of this? Because they're like trying to destroy the status quo.
No, I think
like,
Smashburger is probably going to be one of the Eldar or something like that. Okay. Like they're good because they're better than you, kind of shit.
So what? So what? What's? I, there's got to be a Necron faction. There's got to be one that's like trying to remake life in their image, kind of thing.
Beyond Meat.
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
the vegetarian burger.
Everybody has like the impossible food right now, and like that's the like Necronian.
Or In-N-Out, as they attempt to wipe out all creativity and different things with the simplest menu in fast food.
That's I like that you say that because that's how I feel about In-N-Out. Because like In-N-Out's like over, right? And they're like, they have a secret menu.
Never
and you're like,
been.
What's their secret menu? And they're like, it's just the normal stuff with animal sauce. And you're like, that's not really that secret.
Yeah, your secret menu is actually just.
And they're like
fried onions.
And they're like, oh,
literally.
So your secret menu has like 20 things on it. You're like, yeah, because your regular menu has 20 things, and you put secret sauce on all of them and onions. Like, yeah, it does not create.
See, I've never been to an In-N-Out.
Now,
so that's
for the
all,
record,
that's all
it,
new
it,
to
it gets hyped up being in Colorado because you can't get it here. The closest one's in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and so it gets very hyped up. What it is an excellent fast food burger from the 50s that somehow is still there.
Yeah,
it's a great simple burger.
Yeah,
they fry them with mustard to give them a little bit extra crust and flavor on. That's a good thing. You can get animal style where they put diced fried onions on it that really make it nice and umami.
And, like some Thousand Island, isn't it?
Yeah, like something, something like that. But it's not worth traveling for.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. If you're buying,
if you're there, I'd say try one, but it's not worth
it. I was thinking maybe White Castle was the orcs, or maybe Imperial Guard or something like that.
Ooh,
where like
tough call,
because you could get like you could literally, quite literally, order 36 sliders from White Castle and not have them gawf at you.
Like, I think, like, yeah, like, no, I remember we rolled in at 2 a.m. after one of the tech conference things, and we're like, we need, and we're all fucking wasted. We're like, we need, like, because one of the guys sent us with, like, paid us back, I think, for it, too. Like, go get White Castle, because I miss White Castle. And it's like, okay, so we get, like, we need 30 burgers, and the guy's like, one button press. Okay, anything else?
30 got it.
It was like, okay, I swear to God, it was a single button press. And anything else? It's like, I thought that would be it. I thought there'd be more of this conversation. Some cheeseburgers, too.
Maybe.
Anything else? Some 10 fries.
Maybe anything else? The Necrons. Oh, my God. They can just pump out.
You can't decide if they're Necrons or orcs.
Yeah.
I could see Imperial
Guardsmen.
Maybe
Tyranids.
That's it.
White Castle is definitely Tyranids. Because they're really far out there. They're always on the outskirts. Like it's like always unique to find a White Castle for at least us.
Never just one.
And like if a White Castle landed in Denver, like it would be nuts. Like there would be White Castle everywhere. Like
yeah.
Like just like fucking a Leviathan landing. And
that
like,
would be it.
And then you get these people who like come and talk about White Castle who are like the gene stealers. They like come into your community and start talking about like, you had White Castle? Oh, we're just going to put these freezer burgers in here.
Oh, people
they're about the same.
Yeah.
Like and there's people, like little freezer
so like people
stealers.
Who actually like support it and who are like trying to, they're like the gene stealer cultists. They're like
that
cultists.
And the fact that they're the only place that is like willing to and able to freeze and ship their burgers and sell them in stores.
Yeah, nobody
like,
else has a home.
Not a single company. Like
that's actually like completely against everything Wendy's stands for. Like their whole fresh
not frozen.
Nose and yeah, never frozen.
I feel like Jack in the Box is kind of like the like stupid uncle. I don't even know of a faction that could sufficiently describe what Jack in the how Jack in the Box interacts with the rest of the.
I don't even think of them as like a burger place.
Well, hang on, let's back this up then. What do we have? What? How we?
Okay,
how we landed
McDonald's.
On this?
I think we said Imperial Guard or Space Marines. Like they're ordered. They do things in orderly fashion. They come out with a new menu every X
they
years.
Are
they are.
Yeah. I don't know where we landed on Burger King. I still think they're kind of chaosy, but like there could be a different or maybe something else. But I think that they.
I think Tower Chaos. If they're chaos. Then I would say that the weird multicultural nightmare fuel that is Jack in the Box would be the Tao. Because they're like, they're even more than Burger King.
Yeah.
The whole,
and they
like, we've
always,
got this,
like,
and
they
we've
always
got
like,
this.
Lose. They never like really win. No,
yeah.
They are constantly competing, but never actually doing anything. Everyone else is just like, okay, whatever. Like,
and White Castle is the...
Tyranids. Yeah, Tyranids.
What about like a Good Times?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
Maybe Good Times is the Space Marines then. Cause
yeah. Because they
there are few in number,
yeah,
but great.
Powerful.
Yeah, but very powerful.
Yeah, they are so delicious.
And then who would have a Wendy's Eldar for the simple elegance?
Yeah, I think so. They try to break the mold, and it's like, okay, you guys put some barbecue sauce in a burger. Like, that's pretty cool.
But they're just better than you.
And then, but their like signature burgers are the fact that they go from like Tau battle suit, and then like a giant one, and you're like, why would I need a quadruple Dave's? Like,
I do want the triple bacon.
Yeah, like I'm gonna order it, but like, why would anybody thought this was something you wanted on your menu? And so like, that's what I imagine because the Tau progression, the big battle suits for Tau, like
bigger version of
the
small
ones. They're
just
the same thing with like
we put more guns on it.
And then
so where are the orcs? We get orcs yet?
I don't know.
I do think
orcs was Five Guys.
That's right. Yeah,
Five Guys. Because big is better.
Yeah, more DACA.
And
more DACA.
Weirdly enough, I think the fact that there's a peanuts lying around is a lot like collecting
it
teeth.
It feels like
or like,
that. Yeah,
you're,
really
like you're collecting scraps and you just have your like orc base and it's like...
It
they
feels
have
orcish. In
got
a good
the,
way.
They got the checkers. Like the fucking
checkers. Yeah,
and they
it, it's weird. It work, it's weird that it works.
Yeah, that is really weird. It made me really excited that just... like, oh my God. This, I'm going to go get Five Guys tonight
and
then support the orcs.
In and Out is definitely the Necron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who else do we have left in the burger world? We've come up to 20 minutes.
There's Dark Eldar. There's...
It's probably easier to choose which one's from Warhammer.
Okay, well, we have Dark Eldar.
Dark Eldar.
And Sisters of Battle.
Yeah.
Is there anything
that's
really Sisters of Battle?
If you needed to break it off...
Yeah, and then you can get the... Well, we didn't really put the...
Do we actually say...
Or anything
well, because what were you saying? Arby's was the tech priests.
Were they?
Because they're not really a burger joint, and nor are the tech priests really a, like,
they're not really a faction.
But, like, they do the craziest stuff, and you're like, why would I ever want that? And you eat it, and you're like, I want to become a machine now. I want to become Arby's.
Yeah.
So, if you're comparing the overall scheme of it, who's winning?
I don't.
That's the best part of Worm 40K.
Nobody's winning at any given time. They're all just constantly
for the 41st millennium.
Yeah.
There is only war.
Right now, there's a temporary standoff to fight against the warp that is cancer on behalf of the fucking Imperial Guard that is McDonald's.
And
the
Chaos Marines? Chaos? No, no, actually, that doesn't
work. It got weird, but it's about as awkward as the real ad campaign is.
Yeah.
There's just a bigger enemy to fight on the planet than them fighting each other.
Yeah.
Which happens from time to time, but not often.
Not often with the Chaos.
So, Dark Eldar. Is there a Dark Eldar candidate for burger places?
What burger places are left we haven't talked about?
You got, like, Smash Burger. You got...
They're fairly pretentious. I'd almost put them as Eldar.
Yeah, I kind of...
What about...
They fit into Eldar mode, too.
They gotta be fast food, though.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Wendy's might actually be Dark Eldar, because what they try to do and what they present themselves as is very different than how you arrive at a Wendy's. And, like, I think a lot of times, like... You get it, and you're not sad you got Wendy's, but you're always kind of like, what happened? Like, I thought this was going to be different. Like,
well,
just like I feel like
fits,
almost
that almost fits with the headcanon of Burger King. If Burger King is Chaos and Wendy's is Dark Eldar, Dark Eldar are the result of the Chaos God Slaanesh being created. So it kind of kind of works off.
Yeah, it works together. So then I suppose Eldar could be Smash Burger.
Yeah,
they're just too like.
They're holier than thou.
Like, yeah, holier than thou.
They're very holier than thou.
Yeah. And there's not many of them.
Who do we call Tau, though? We said Tau was Wendy's.
Yeah, originally. And then what do we shift to Dark Eldar? So then who are the Tau?
Yeah.
It's very important.
You had Carl's. Carl's Jr. in there, too, right?
Carl's Jr.
Actually, Carl's Jr. might be Tau because they pulled in, like, Green Burrito and, like, all these other random restaurants that, like, turned into, like, a KFC amalgamation.
The Tau were Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Better. That's
right.
Better.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, I think we've probably run this dumbass idea to the ground.
Yeah.
So the winner was nobody.
Nobody wins.
Because
in the
grim darkness of the 41st millennium, there is only Burger. So I'm not sure who's going to be in the bracket winner for this one. We'll see what
we're
craving.
It's just like a
mall. Just draw a picture of war.
Good luck, Amy.
Just draw a picture of a burger with, like, little skull.
War never changes.
Do you hear the voices, too?